This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
I'm not sold on the O-line. Bucks front seven was completely out, and they should have been more dominant against backups. Three starters in there on the O-line. They also still did a pretty good job overall without Teron Armstead and Connor Williams, which would have helped them out too. Larnell Coleman, after giving up that sack, Nelson, actually did a pretty good job, man. He had that terrible sack early on, and then after that, he did all right. No one, Nelson, I don't think anyone has said they're convinced of the O-line. No one. Now, are there positives? Yeah. Austin Jackson has played better than he ever has so far. Larnell Coleman has done more in 1 week than he has his entire year plus that he's been on the roster. So we do have to say that there are some bright spots. But are they? Should you be sold? None of us should be sold. Nothing's proven yet. Okay? The other thing I will add is what I said on Saturday, and I'll say it again here. They were organized overall. It didn't look dysfunctional. It didn't look like they were making all kinds of mistakes constantly. They were out of place. Nowhere on offense, defense, special teams. There weren't a bunch of mistakes out there. So I got to give also the coaching staff for coaching a pretty clean game with a whole bunch of players that aren't necessarily your starters or even guys that are going to be on your team in 2 weeks. So I'm with you that, you know, you're not sold. No one should be sold. But let's point out that there has been some progress. And that's what counts. So yeah, nobody expected a finished product right now. The finished product should happen sometime during the regular season, if there's one.